Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
You picked a poem this week that comes from the British Journal of General Practice. It addresses something that I think is near and dear to all of us, which is long-term medications and patients who depend on them. And perhaps some of those patients depend on them for medical reasons, anticoagulation or what have you. And others depend on them for psychological reasons. Oh, don't stop this. I'm afraid not to have it. But many of our patients end up on medications for a very long time. Some of us prescribe those medications from the beginning, and others pick up patients along the way who we inherit who have been on long-term medications. And sometimes the reasons for those medications are, shall we say, a bit muddled. But for lots of reasons, patients' finances, side effects, poor compliance, our goal is to not have patients on medications that they don't need to be on. There is a word for this that this poem taught me. I wasn't aware of this, but the word is deprescribing, which is exactly what it sounds like it is. How do you deprescribe medicines when the patients say, oh, yeah, I know I take that one, doc, but I've been taking that for 20 years. Let's leave that one alone. So this poem attempts to answer the question, is deprescribing long-term medications safe and effective? Mark, what did they find and how do we implement it?
Yeah, if you go to YouTube, there's a Canadian pharmacologist who does these great YouTube videos. They're hilarious. But yeah, it's a new name for something that we've been doing for a long time, I think, in primary care. And I think I have always, like many of us, taken some pride in thinking carefully about a new patient's medications. Why are they on that medication? I often see patients coming in who are on, metoprolol, for example, or atenolol. And it turns out it was prescribed for hypertension 20 years ago, and no one ever thought to change it to something that's perhaps more effective, like an ACE or an ARB or a calcium channel blocker, or even a diuretic. And I think it's always important to ask these questions. And increasingly, our patients are being cared for by hospitalists in the hospital, and they come home on a PPI or they come home on some new medications. Sometimes it's a great choice. Sometimes it's a good switch, but sometimes it wasn't intended to be a long-term medication. So this is really important. So this is a systematic review in BJGP by Thio and colleagues. And they did a careful search and found 27 studies that compared deprescribing, which is withdrawing an perceived unnecessary, potentially unnecessary medication, with continuing the medication. Some were placebo-controlled, some were not. The studies varied a lot in size from 20 patients to over 2,400 patients. 16 used a placebo, 11 used just usual care as the comparator. The studies evaluated a wide range of drug classes, including antihypertensives, antipsychotics, allergy meds, osteoporosis medicine, PPIs, steroids, and so forth. And, those categories are useful to think about because osteoporosis medications, are now kind of time limited. We're not just supposed to leave patients on them forever. PPIs, same thing. We're supposed to try to reduce the amount given the association with pneumonia, given the association with other problems, even dementia. The authors quite reasonably decided against pooling data because there was so much variability in target drugs, target age group and follow-up and size and so on. A little less than half the studies were at low risk of bias. The rest were moderate or high. The rate of successful deprescribing, which I think is the key outcome, varied from 20% to 100%. In 19 of the 27 studies, so in two-thirds, the rate of successful deprescribing was over 50%. So I think, you know, if we assess that a patient may not need a medication, there's a very good chance that they don't need it and that they'll be successful stopping it. 16 reported symptom relapse or resumption that ranged from 0 to 80%. So I think adverse events were infrequent. Successful deprescribing was common. Relapse occurred, but you can always restart the medication. No one's going to die if they get a little GERD, comes back after their PPI is discontinued. So I think this is really good information to give us confidence as we kind of go forward and to reinforce the importance, not only in terms of adverse effects, and but also patient cost and convenience.
Yeah. Everything you say makes sense, Mark. For me, the most difficult class of medicines to manage are the antidepressants. And patients who come in who have been on them for double-digit number of years, and they're mm-hmm. afraid to get off of them, but you wonder, you know, are they still providing some sort of physiologic benefit, or are they just a crutch for the patient and they've become so dependent they're afraid that they can't handle anything without the medicines?
Yeah, it's that's a great point. And it's, you know, you get into some ethical questions of, are we, you know, prescribing it essentially as a placebo to help the patient, you know, continue to feel better? And what are the potential harms of discontinuing it? We know that antidepressants are not all that effective. They're, you know, the response rate with placebo groups in these trials of antidepressants are quite high, and in some cases nearly as high as with the active drug. Yet, you're right, some patients become quite attached. And I think that's in part, and this isn't always going to work, but I think in part that's where having a relationship with the patient, having a level of trust, you know, reassuring them that if you're not doing well, we can restart it. You know, having a conversation that, you know, puts it in a positive light. You know, I think those can all potentially help. I think, again, I think our relationship with the patient as primary care physicians can be a really key part of this.
Yeah, great point. Although I guess my argument would be that, you know, even if it was a placebo, they are still, you know, if they started taking it at a time when they were really low, and, you know, they are now better, you know, they can attribute their improvement to that pill. And if it's a placebo, you might have the same argument. Oh, no, I don't want to stop that. It's really helped me. So it may not depend on the biology of the pill. Anyways, great points. Relationships are important. And we will talk again next week. Thanks so much.
All right. See you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.